For this homily and reflection today, I thought an appropriate title, at least from the way I'm approaching it, would be the word remember. Remember, sisters and brothers, that we are all children of God, members of the Holy Family, and as such, our brother Jesus has the inheritance of everything that God has in store for him and for us. What is his inheritance, he shares also with us. And so as we reflect today on the baptism of the Lord, it calls us to reflect also on our own baptism, because we are baptized with him into his death, just as we are baptized with him into the resurrection as well. And it's, I'm sure, no secret or no surprise to any of us that amid the challenges that we are faced with at any time in our lives, not only in times such as we are faced with now, but in life's journey, to do the best that we can to remember always that in spite of all of that, that we are baptized children of God. Because amid such challenges, today's readings, they rekindle our hope, our courage, our desire, and our strength to move forward. God the Father sets the earth on his foundation so that it will never be shaken. He comforts and he strengthens us, renewing our hope and as well as our fortitude through the Holy Spirit, which is a continuation of our baptismal graces. It doesn't end the day that our parents take us away from the baptismal font. That is just the beginning of everything else that will be possible for us after that because of our baptism. And nothing evokes the joyous occasion of our baptism like holy water. Saint Teresa of Avila attested, "Nothing compares to holy water to put devils to flight and to offer consolation for our soul." And so we know that through baptism, Jesus was given strength that he needed to resist Satan's temptations in the desert. And so we too, like Jesus, we also are strengthened for the journey of life through our baptism. Luke, if we look at it closely, emphasizes not so much on the physical aspects of what's taking place, you know, Jesus, the water, and so on and so forth. Certainly, that's all part of the baptism, but those are the visible signs of being baptized. So rather what Luke looks at and what he does, he looks at the meaning of the descent of the Holy Spirit and the heavenly voice. In other words, he's raising our thoughts and our hearts to God's action, to the divine initiative that we see taking place, not only in the readings today with the baptism, but in our own lives as well, as a result of our baptism. In the Catholic Catechism, in paragraph number 1121, we hear this. Baptism confers... Excuse me. Baptism confers, in addition to grace, a sacramental character or seal by which the Christian shares, in addition, Christ's priesthood and is made a member of the church. This configuration to Christ and to the church, excuse me, folks, brought about by the Spirit, it is an indelible grace. It remains forever in the Christian. It stays within us as a child of God, as a positive disposition, a readiness, an openness, a willingness for grace and for a promise and guarantee of divine protection. And so considering then Luke's focus, as we see it in verse 3 today of today's gospel, remember, we hear, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Again, the focus is not on the sort of actions, physical things that are taking place in a human context of baptism, but rather on God's action. And so that's a promise that is worth us remembering, because Jesus wants to baptize us with his very own Holy Spirit that he himself has also received from the Father. And although Jesus was already fully God, the Spirit of God still came upon him. And we hear in the reading, as the Spirit descended on him, the Father called out, "You are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." In other words, God spoke directly to Jesus. He told him how delighted he was in his son Jesus, in his obedience, his humility, and in the trust that he had in God the Father. "Thy will be done." Baptized, immersed in water, Jesus was also immersed in the Holy Spirit. When a ship goes down at sea, for example, and it sinks to the bottom, everything about that ship is totally, wholly, completely, absolutely covered and soaked in water, and is sometimes referred to as being baptized because it is totally, completely immersed. There is nothing at all that is not touched and absorbed by the water in which it has sunk. And so too for us, by the grace of baptism, we are totally, wholly, completely, absolutely immersed in the holy water that we are baptized with. And so again, looking to the Catechism, in this case, number 1279, we hear, "When you were baptized, the Holy Spirit came upon you, and God claimed you as his beloved child as well. He entered into a new, unbreakable relationship with you, and you became a new creation." Through Jesus, through baptism. Baptism is the beginning for us of being able to receive and take part in everything else that comes after that, in our role in the church as Christians, as Catholics, and to be able to receive all of the other sacraments. Baptism, it is, that opens all of those doors for us. And so we look at it then also to remember this, that God does not want to fill you with his Spirit only at our baptism, but he wants also to baptize, to immerse us in his Spirit again and again, as many times as we turn to him and ask us, you know, "Fill us, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit," so that we can be filled with his love and equipped for the work and ministries and whatever it is, the mission is, that he has laid out for each and every one of us, which we try to seek out and fulfill in our lives as best we can. And so again and again, he wants to tell you, you, dear sisters and brothers, you, me, all of us, you are my beloved child. I love you. I am pleased to have you in my family. Last time we celebrate the Holy Family, and we remember who we are as children who are part of the Holy Family. So even if perhaps it has been maybe decades since you've been baptized, God still wants to fill you with his Holy Spirit. And so don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to ask for more of his love, more of his grace, more of his fire, more of his power, more of his anointing, and more of the power that he has ready for you in your own life as well. The power that is yours through baptism and because of the gift of Jesus going before us to open all of these avenues for us to find our way back to the Father. And so remember your holy baptism. When we baptize children here in the church, we have the prayers that we use, and I always like to reflect on the introduction to the whole celebration. I'll just quickly share with you a few of the gems that are in the introduction. For example, we are reminded that at the font, God's children come forth with a new and higher life. And that new and higher life is the very life of God himself. And so as a result, that life is the source of new and wonderful, incredible fire, power, anointing, and privileges. And the first of these privileges is the baptismal graces that come along with it. The first of that baptismal grace is that of our incorporation into Christ. When the child comes from the holy water font, and after we've been baptized, we now become a full member in the family of God, entitled to receive and experience and celebrate and live all of the gifts, graces, blessings, and anointing that the Lord has in store for us through Jesus and his baptism, and as a result, our own baptism as well. And so into this family of God, this family of the church, the mystical body, baptism makes us members of Christ. We are joined to him spiritually, all as children of God, as sisters and brothers. And so just then, for example, as in the physical body that we have, in this body, there are many cells that share the same dignity. So too, the many individuals who form Christ's body, we all share, everybody shares the same God-like dignity. And then on top of that, baptism, secondly, makes us the dwelling place of the most blessed Trinity. It makes each and every one of us a holy temple. We hear in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, "For the temple of God is holy, and you are that temple." Imagine when we go before the tabernacle, we come with great awe and reverence and respect. We should come to face to face with each other with the same sense of awe and reverence and respect, because each of us is like a tabernacle, a temple of the Holy Spirit. And so, sister and brothers, remember who you are. You are a baptized child of God, and you have been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen.